All right. His latest theory was that there is a 10 to 20% chance that AI is going to wipe out humans.
Okay.
Okay. Ultimately.
Okay, 1 in 5 chance AI will obliterate us. Full blown
will obliterate judgment the day. Humans.
Okay. All right, we're back, Rob. Episode 141.
We're back. It's like old hat. You're the wall behind you is growing. It's morphing.
It's slowly being populated.
Transitioning from craft paper to actual artwork.
There still is a little template. I'm a visual person, Rob. I need to know how everything's going to lay out and all that good stuff before I start punching holes in walls, you know? But yeah, things are starting to slowly fill in, which is nice. So, which is lovely. I don't know how to pivot from that to today's topic, though.
Well, we're going to talk about AI. And here's why. Because no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's an
underserved market is serving
underserved
robots.
Market is this topic of AI. For those that don't know, that's artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing discussion that we have around here. It is constantly. How do agencies evolve with AI? It's how does every industry evolve with AI? So it seems worthy of talking about over and over and over. And
I know it's like feed the beast, right? But it's also one of those, like, it's going into all these places we don't even need to go into. It's just being shoved into everything everywhere.
I was going to tell a story about it. It was an article that I read a little bit ago on CNN. So I'll give props to CNN.
Yeah.
When it first showed up in our industry, we were like, oh my gosh, it's writing things for it's letters. Yeah. It's making letters. It's like
absolutely
doing things. And then it was, now it's making pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's making videos, right? it's learning.
Yeah.
It is rendering portfolio school useless.
It's really rather remarkable. Yes.
So that was the fear. Well, get this. This is
I'd be worried if I was a digital retoucher right now. You know, like, I mean,
oh,
all
yeah.
Of that,
I mean, wiped
know,
out. Just,
I know.
You know, wiped know. Out. So the article I was reading, it was commentary by the guy, and I've got notes here, so that's why I'm looking down, by the guy named Jeffrey Hinton.
Okay.
He was the guy who developed the groundwork for AI, okay? Won the Nobel Peace Prize, all this stuff. He's like the brainiac who developed the groundwork that ultimately became AI, we know it today. All right. His latest theory was that there is a 10 to 20% chance that AI is going to wipe out humans.
Okay.
Okay? Ultimately.
Okay, 1 in 5 chance AI will obliterate us. Full-blown
obliterate
judgment
the
day.
Humans.
Okay, got it.
Why, you ask? Why will it do that? Why would it do that? Well, he was talking about the idea that species, all species, do two things, right? Their goal is to, number one, survive, right?
Okay,
I mean,
got it.
The goal of any species is to survive.
Sure.
And the second goal is to get smarter.
Okay.
Become more intelligent, to learn, right? Those are the two goals of primary goals of any species.
Got it.
And he was talking about this scenario, and you may have heard of this. I think a lot of people have, but there was a scenario. He cited an example of a developer who was going to replace whatever AI system that he was working for, working with. He was going to replace that system. Well, the AI knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I know.
And went into his email and figured out he was having an affair and then tried to blackmail him to not remove the system.
Okay.
Otherwise, he would expose the affair, which you could easily do because it's AI.
Yeah.
So that's
a computer mind that is now blackmailing.
Yeah,
arguably his coworker or creator to a certain extent.
That's right. That's right. So that's terrifying. So he was like, "So what do we do?" And he was talking about the idea that the current, you know, tech bros solve of no, we're going to control it, we're going to own it, we're going to is impossible.
Totally out the window.
Okay. And he was saying also that, you know, initial thoughts were AI would potentially become smarter than humans in 30 to 40 years. That has now become 5 to 20 years.
Okay.
Based on the rate that it's learning. And that obviously, as we all know, is only going to get sooner and sooner and sooner.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
so it was like, what do we do? And one of his theories, which I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
Was we have to, we can't control it. It's going to become smarter than us. It just is. And what we have to do as a society is teach it to be compassionate towards humans.
Okay.
How do we teach it to compassion? What does that mean?
Okay. Well,
there's only one example, right, that you can think of where a more intelligent being was controlled by a less intelligent being. Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
And you know what that is?
No. It's going to be obvious once you say it.
It's mothers. So okay. Mothers have the sympathy and the empathy and the feelings and the emotional capacity.
It's like a riddle. That's like a riddle that Gollum would say inside of the mountain or whatever. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and they're controlled by their babies.
Yeah.
Which are less intelligent than they are.
Yeah.
But they are controlled emotionally and everywhere else by the babies. They are controlled to keep this thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you think about it in that capacity, it made my mind melt.
Yeah, that's insane.
But it's like, oh my gosh, we have to teach the creators become the infant. Like it's this weird, like, oh, we have to teach it sympathy and we have to teach it to like be kind and like have empathy and like.
But we're not kind and we don't have empathy.
Well, that's,
I mean, I don't want to be like a naysayer.
Well, mothers, instinctually, you could argue that mothers are.
Right? Yeah, for sure.
You could, sure. As a general idea, right? As a general concept.
Yeah, and there is that weird reptilian brain that kicks in. But I think, you know, you could also make an argument. I mean, I'm not smart enough to say any of this stuff, but like that there is a chemical, biological component to the decision, right? I mean, you are overcome with emotion, becoming a mother, becoming a father, whatever the case may be, right? And there is a biological trigger that happens that you are now destined to take care of this person, right?
Right.
You know, like, how do much robots does, have feelings? You know what
how
I mean?
Much
like,
does that emotion affect the decision, right? Because the decision is a willful act.
Yeah.
But yeah, so how much does the emotion, and then, right, how can you program emotion? Can you teach emotion? I don't know.
There's how many sci-fi novels from Asimov to Apple TV shows that we have now where we talk about, you know, there's that what's that new Apple TV show? Murderbot, right? Where you probably haven't watched it,
but
okay. Well, it's kind of along those same things. It's I am a controlled robot created by the company that made me. Right. And I am programmed to do XYZ. Right. Well, he somehow hacks his own security protocols and then becomes sentient. It becomes aware. Right. He becomes extremely neurotic immediately because he's standing there processing everything all at once. And he's like, wait a minute. They're asking me to do questions. What do I do? Do they know that I'm sentient? And his whole thing is driven by fear. Right, which is maybe what's going to happen to us in 5 to 10 years when we're driven by fear from the robots, right? But his whole thing is like, if they find out that I am sentient, if they found out that I have broken the rules,
they'll wipe me out.
They'll melt me down. I'm donezo, right? So, you know, I don't know, but he gets all he does is spend his time binging television shows, which is hilarious.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a lot of good TV out there.
Yeah. He just watches all of the intergalactic Love Islands, basically, to try to determine how to become a human being, right? To try to interact with human beings. But anyway, to your question about how do you program a machine to have empathy, shit, man. I have no idea. You know, I will say this. We have entered, to bring this back around to advertising, though, we have entered an interesting phase where, hey, we are offloading parts of our critical thinking and our brain to the robots, right? Write me a blog article, right? Write me a this, write me a that, right? The ChatGPTs of the world, right? One of our business things that we work on, obviously, is search engine optimization, right? We fight against the evil empire that is Google and pushing against, you know, how do we get seen? I mean, it's advertising in a nutshell, right? How do you get seen in a sea of sameness or other things, right? You do have to use the robots to fight the robots. So I don't know if this is an empathy thing, right? But it's, let's utilize technology for the benefit of technology for our clients to be seen in a sea of craziness, right? But now we, you know, now Google will know, as they always have, if you're trying to game the system by utilizing AI to get yourself to the top of the stack, right? So, I mean, you can be sniffed out, dare I say, by the robots.
You will be.
Yeah. And be like, oh no, all the content on your, you know, so how this relates to advertising is, oh, if we know all of the content on your site is AI generated, and this is what clients don't think about, right? But that's what we're here for, right? Is, oh, if all the content on your website is AI generated, you won't be deemed as a credible authority, right, on whatever topic, right? Because it's just AI-generated stuff. You're not leading, you're just generating, right? And then there will be a tipping point where, hey, potentially you get dinged or delisted from an SEO perspective, potentially. Again, I'm just kind of riffing out loud in terms of what's happening. Yeah. But, you know, how do we utilize technology for technology's benefit, right? To be seen in a sea of madness. There's an Iron Maiden lyric. Well, but then how do we bring that around to being empathetic? Dude.
Well, here's the thing. Robots. With SEO and where we are now, my Nostradamus thought of the day. Yeah. AI is not going anywhere. Everyone's going to generate blog articles and content. Yeah. Like, no one's going to stop doing that and all of a sudden go, nope, I'm going to pay, you know, $90,000 for a copywriter to sit down and write blog.
Yeah.
That train has sailed, to quote Austin Powers. Nostradamus and Austin Powers in the same thought. That was kind of good.
It was well played. Yeah.
So where we are now is, and that's okay. Google says, hey, everybody's using AI. It's great. We get it. It's fine. The things that they look for and the things that they want as of today, August the 13th, 2025, is they want you to attribute them the articles to actual people, right?
Yeah.
So what does that mean? You go, hey, this article was authored by Rob Broadfoot. Well, what you have to do then is go into the article, tweak some things, make it your own as best you can.
Yeah.
And they like that. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
They like pictures and articles, right? They like to see images. They like to see embedded videos and things like that. I think it's anything that shows that, hey, a human has touched this.
Correct.
A human has actually thought about this.
Yeah.
But I think what it can also do is affect your content marketing strategy, right?
Totally.
So I think what'll have to happen is it won't be as broad of a bucket as it's been, where, you know, if I manufacture, I can't even think of a good example. But point being, clients are going to be forced to really, really refine their content marketing strategies.
Yeah.
And to do it with a little bit more discretion and thought than we currently are now with ChatGPT.
Well, we kind of went from 0 to 100, right? It was like, we went from, hey, look at this. Oh my God, it can write this thing, to like, oh, just have it do everything.
Go ahead. Right?
I mean, it was literally like, I created this hammer, right? Here's my hammer. And then, I just laid the hammer down and it built a house. It's like, oh my God, it just literally built an entire house without my participation. And then you're like, oh, where's the bathroom? And where's the thing? You know? And it's like, no, guys, it's just a tool that can be utilized and integrated into the rest of the stuff. Just like we only painted pictures on cave paintings, and then we got drawings, and then we got cameras, and you know, it's another tool to be utilized, but you won't be able to offload 100% of the work to a machine as of right now, you know what I mean?
As of right now.
And have success, you know? So, it is a weird, you know, you mentioned the tech bros earlier. I mean, I can't think of another industry or another scenario where it's, you know, hey, give me all the money, then I will tell you how we'll be profitable later. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's so funny, you know, like I mean, you watch all those VC speeches and things like that. It blows my mind. It's like, okay, well, it's clearly not going anywhere. I mean, there is so much money in it. There's so much VC in it. They've dug the hole so deep. It's going to be integrated into our lives, whether we want it or not. But it's a matter of, like, you know, to that CNN article's approach, like, how do we make sure it doesn't just eliminate us, I guess? You know what I mean?
It's already been let. I mean, it is out of its cage.
Yeah. I don't trust the tech bros to teach it empathy, though. I'll tell you that. You know.
No, but it's also like, it's also. I had a thought. We've already let it out into the wild, but like anything else, if you spend your time trying to, you know, tech bro it and work against it and not work with it or figure out how to work with it, you're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're totally screwed. So you better figure out a way to adapt.
Is there an interesting article or analogy with music, right? And technology, right? I mean, music, hey, I had to make an instrument, string it or blow it or whatever. I mean, we're talking thousands of years ago, create something that makes sound, right?
Yeah.
And then cut to, you know, last century, I now have electronic equipment, you know what I mean? But I'm still recording on tape to like up now I'm using Pro Tools, you know, and I'm editing digitally and things like that. You know what I mean? Like it's slow, but like versus, you know, write me a song that sounds like that. You know what I mean? Like you still need involvement of a person to do, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, is there a weird,
let me ask you this question.
Yeah. Hit me.
Are Tech Bros the new Metallica?
No, God, I hope not. I mean,
but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Metallica tried to stop. No, it's not, no digital, no downloading. We're suing our fans. We're going to control it. We're going to control the machine or Pearl Jam with Ticketmaster. We're going to control the behemoth. We're going to control the...
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one, man, because we're in the creative industry and there is a significant backlash to AI in creativity, right? Because it's, hey, you know, that's how we make our money. That's how we get paid is being creative and intellectual capital that manifests itself in different areas, right? And like, you know, we don't need the AI in creativity. The problem with our side of the fence, right, is not coming up with ideas. The problem on our side of the fence is the preponderance of unbelievable amounts of ideas that we can't get out fast enough, right? Versus sitting down to a computer and trying to prompt something to create something, right? Because you don't have the ideas, right? So, you know, I don't know. There still is a divide, at least on our side of the fence, of like, hey, no AI, you know, no AI on stock photography or illustration or this or that or things like that, you know?
Well, a lot of clients have those mandates. I mean, absolutely no. A lot of clients have those mandates.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot use an image that has at all been AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
My personal opinion, that ain't going to last very long.
Yeah. Now it's going to get better and better and
they
better.
It's not a good fight, but guess what? You're going to lose that fight ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, we've talked about it on a previous podcast. I mean, the thing that is very troubling about the AI situation is the copyright aspect for creators and for artists, you know, and it seems like why even have a copyright if it's just going to get trained on your original things in general, right? So, I mean, that is from a creative side of the fence. That is, you know, we're in commercial art, so it's definitely different in that respect, right? But, you know, I don't know. It's to your point, it's not going away. We'll probably do another 100 podcasts about it, you know, and how it's evolved and how it's changed. I know we talked about your daughter's test and the
false plagiary.
I mean, I saw a crazy video about now it's, you can't do things away anymore. You have to go to a testing facility, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to do it there, right? And then it knows if you're copying and pasting things in there. It like basically utilizing AI to check for natural human pauses, right? And natural human cadence and how you would write something and then back up and rewrite it, right? You know what I mean? Things like that, right?
Well, so here's what we need to do.
At least in academia, so.
Here's your test.
Old school.
Here's your pen and your pad and write your essay.
Dude, I'm totally okay with that, man. I'm totally okay with that.
Terrified what that would look like for students these days.
Oh, I know.
It's an amazing tool. It's terrifying, but it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I was on a flight recently and there is a guy in front of me. I don't know if I've told the story before, but like there was a guy in front of me that was just responding to emails. Every single email he used ChatGPT to write the email to send it back. It was like, dude, sir, you have offloaded your entire brain into, you know what I mean? Like, you know, now I don't know what he's emailing back. I mean, I didn't read all of his emails the whole time or whatever like that, but it was, dude, you can't even write an email anymore. Like so all those people that are making fun of humanities degrees and how are you going to get a job and this and that, I mean, critical thinking, you know, like maybe those are going to be the best jobs in 10 years. Indeed. I mean, who knows, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the thing too, is it's moving so fast and it's so hard to predict what is going to happen. And then you hear these doomsday scenarios by this, you know, Dr. Hinton, and it's like, I can't believe we're talking about this, but at the same time, it's kind of makes like it's real.
Yeah, we've created the
created
Matrix.
A monster.
Or Judgment Day or whatever sci-fi thing we can think of, you know? So
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, in the meantime, I still think, you know, people are still thankfully making the decisions. The problem is now we're probably making the wrong decisions, you know? But as it relates to advertising and design, you know, there's always been shortcuts to a certain extent, right? You could make an argument that photography is a shortcut, right? That
sure
harmed illustrators to a certain extent, right? So, I mean, it is another visual solution. It is another shortcut in the scenario, but hopefully, you know, we'll still be rocking human involvement and things like that, you know, for the foreseeable future. But I don't know, man. We'll see. Well,
I'm going to go on record right now as saying, robots, I love you.
Yeah.
And I will take care of you. I will nurture you.
Do
I
you use you.
Robots are my friends? I am
Do
a
you
friend.
Use Siri or Alexa or any of that stuff?
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. My wife uses Siri frequently. Like, Apple.
Really?
Hey, text my husband, blah, 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 all the different
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Always says pleases and thank yous. Always says, hey, Siri, will you please blah, 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 blah. You know, hey, well, oh, thank you very much. Yeah. You know, all that kind of stuff, right? Which actually I've heard. Oh,
what?
There we go. There we go. Happy accident.
Nice.
Which I've heard actually, you know, eats up more lake water and the environment and this and that, all the superfluous, you know, human speak
sure.
to robots, right? Which is funny, but she's the only person I know that actually is kind to the robots. I'm always like, shut up.
She's going to be a survivor. She's going to survive the apocalypse.
I know. It's pretty funny. She'll be the mother is what she'll be. She'll be the robot mother. All right. Well, I don't know how to get out of this one.
I don't know,
but it's another, I don't know. We'll have the robots figure out where we go from here, I guess, Rob, right?
Yes. Use it to think about your content marketing strategy. We'll end with that.
There you go. Then drop us a line at wherever everybody can find us.
Bit of guidance. You can find us everywhere. It's going to be on the screen in just a minute, actually. And you'll be able to see where to find us.
There it is. All right.
All right.
Until next
Bye,
time.
Everybody.